Take a deep breath. I begin by asking the question, why have you pretended not to know? Any ascended master will tell you, the knowingness is always there. The knowingness, any question, your knowingness, in this sweet space, as we enter into the third month of the new era on planet Earth, coming up to graduation, an exalted group of angelic teachers pretending to be humans, I ask you to go into your knowingness. It's not found in any one place in your body. Heretofore, you've tried to find knowingness in your mind. It was never there. Try to find the answers in others. How could they tell you what only you could know for yourself? A long time ago, you planted knowingness within your aspect that would go to Earth. You, soul, you gifted the human aspect of yourself with knowingness. The human put it away, saying, I'll retrieve it when the time is right. It's your knowingness. The mind says, where? Oh, where is it? And the heart says, it is here. Your aspects scurry around trying to find it. Going behind every door, into the closets and the cupboards of your history, saying, where is it hidden? Where is that knowingness? They won't find it. It's a gift from your soul to you. It wasn't gifted to the aspects. Wasn't gifted to the mind or the body. It's your gift to you. If you take a deep breath and receive it from yourself, knowingness cannot be figured out, measured, dissected, enhanced, destroyed. It's innate. It's always been there. Breathe in your knowingness without thinking about it. Knowingness is like the great central sun of the I Am yourself. While it may have been covered by the clouds, by the dense fog, on the awakening, you take the breath and blow away those clouds. Clear the fog. And let the illumination of your knowingness shine through. allowing your body to receive it, allowing your mind to receive it, for it goes far beyond the mind, allowing each of your aspects to feel its warmth. Knowingness that stops the search. The knowingness so gentle and compassionate. It's yours. Part of you that's doubting it, wondering if you really have it, declare from the I am of yourself that the knowingness is yours. It is there, and it always will be. Knowingness that helps you understand why you put the doubts right in front of you on graduation day, only to be sucked back into spiritual, psychic gravity. The knowingness that also helps you to understand how to instantly dissolve those doubts, not fight them. Not negotiate with them, but simply dissolve them. The knowingness that reminds you that you don't need power. There is no fight. There's nothing to battle. Only about declaring your I am. Take a breath of your knowingness. Feel it. Fill your belly. Fill your chest. Letting it radiate out to all of your aspects. Warming the coldest places of your memories. And just be with that knowingness for a few minutes of silence here. Listening to the music. Embracing your knowingness. Thank you. without agenda, not trying to pull you in any one way or the other. So still that you forgot to hear it. So gentle you didn't even recognize it, but it's there. And knowing this is a blessing. Answers the questions before they're ever asked. That's how beautiful your knowingness is. It already knows, therefore, there are really no questions. Let's take a deep breath. Deep breath into your knowingness. Now, you're going to find that your mind starts wondering, did I really experience it? If you give yourself permission, yes. Your mind's going to say, does it really work? The answer comes only from deep within you, if you choose it to work. The mind is going to want to test it, to put it through a human test. And you are the one that has to say, no. It does not need to be tested. Because that would bury it, put it out of sight once again. The mind is going to say, is it more powerful, wiser, stronger than I am? The mind, the thing you've relied on. And it is only if you allow it to be. From this moment on, it's up to you to choose to be the knowingness. You can allow yourself to doubt, and you can get once again pulled back in by psychic gravity. Or you can make that choice that the knowingness is there. It's shining, it's radiating throughout every part of you, into every aspect that will soon become just a facet. Totally up to you. If the mind plays games and you go along with it, shame on you. If the mind plays games and you come into the balance of your I am, into your being, the mind will stop playing its games. That simple.